Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. All over the world, dear ones, my partner will go and give messages that are the same. And you have to hear them a little differently every time. There are those in this city called Brisbane who have never seen this. There are those in this city who are in the room who are startled by how quickly my partner went into channel. And we've said it before, and if you haven't heard it, if you have God inside, crossing the bridge becomes easier and easier and easier. Because it's simply accessing what you already have. It is not going to some faraway place to find some entity in the sky and bringing them to you. It's not about changing your countenance or breathing differently. It's about accepting that which you already have, which is light and beauty and compassion and joy and healing. It's the message is the same every time. Humans want to title these channels. They do whether or not I give one. It's a linear desire. What is the title today? And in the past, I never did, because it is so linear. But I will. And today, we're going to call this short message, Watch for the Bubbles. I want to talk about the layers of belief. Things are changing when it comes to the way human beings think, the way they survive. Let me talk about an old energy situation, a belief. There's really two kinds of things in your life that will set up what you believe. And the first is what you've been taught. What did your parents tell you about the man in the chair channeling? What did you learn in school about this possibility of what is going on right now? What did those in organizations, perhaps, that were spiritual tell you? And whatever that was solidified in your consciousness because these were people that you trusted. These are individuals that you loved. And you start to build, therefore, a wall of belief. It's more than a wall, it's a box. It's almost like it surrounds you and becomes you. You are defined by what you believe. If you doubt that, when you meet a politician and they tell you what they believe or what party they belong to, you just expose their box. That's who they are. And so this box of belief becomes you. But dear ones, in an old energy, you have to do more than put it in a box. You've got to make it a castle. The walls have got to be strong so no one can chip it down. Because it becomes your existence and your survival. What you believe is who you are. There are those in the audience, there always are. Old souls, everyone, who will not necessarily believe in what is going on right now because of what they've been told. The second aspect of belief in these layers comes from experience. What you therefore experience becomes the second box. Some even say it's a concentric series of boxes, that there are many layers, boxes within boxes. First, that's what you've been told, and second, what you experience, and it all comes together to shape you. And in an old energy, dear ones, you count on it. You go from place to place, and this is you. Dear one, with what you know about compassion and about God, with what you actually perhaps have experienced, what happens when you share that with somebody with a strong box? They'll walk the other way. They won't say, well, that's not what I believe, but it's interesting. Tell me more. Instead, they will shut you out because you are therefore a threat to their survival in their box. It's an old energy attribute that is human nature. It's the way civilization works and how it competes for resources. It surrounds itself with itself. Make sure that nobody else can get in and competes. Dear ones, this is starting to change. Well, Cryon, what happens when somebody is converted to another thinking? Isn't that changing the box? Oh, dear ones, what it is you got out of one box and you got into another. And in the process, you lost a lot of friends. Because their box and your new box, they don't get along. And therefore, you have the war of the boxes. And you know what I'm talking about. The boxes are strong. They're survival. And that's where it sits until today. There's some interesting things happening. Let me tell you one. Science is playing a part in the examination of something you never thought they would examine, the human soul. Now, let me tell you why, very briefly. Later today, my partner is going to bring you proof of the discovery from major institutions and university that consciousness changes physics. Therefore, consciousness must be energy. Are you following this? If consciousness is energy, suddenly it must then obey the laws of known energy as brought to you by Einstein. And one of those laws, the first one of thermodynamics, is that energy cannot be created or destroyed. What happens when someone dies to consciousness? Now, in the past, those laws of thermodynamics, when a human being died, there was no problem. They went back to the earth. The energy that was a human would then be dissolved and it would be accepted. It would change. But suddenly, consciousness, it doesn't atrophy. It just simply vanishes. Where does it go? What does it do? Therefore, science had to look at it. And what they came up with is this. Consciousness must be energy, and when you die, it goes back to the universe. And that's as good as they can make it. That's the study of the human soul, dear ones. Now, let me tell you about the bias of their box. Even though they're studying the human soul, the energy of consciousness, and life after death, you will find that they never, ever study it both ways. It only goes in one direction. That's the linearity of time. They never ask the question, how did the energy get to you? So a child is born, and bang, they got energy. It's called consciousness. Where did it come from? You can't create it. You can't destroy it. It has to be given in some fashion. Where does it come from? When does it appear? All of these things are starting to be discovered. But the box remains solid, even in the science. It's so interesting to watch the boxes remain when truth occurs. When germs were never, ever thought to exist, there were those who laughed at the idea. Before microscopes of microbes that were living, that would cause disease. And then it was discovered. And then you could see them. And there were scientists who went to their grave who said, no, I still don't believe it. Because the box was king. You have those today involved in the Flat Earth Society because their box is king. Do you see where I'm going with this? So let me give you something. I want to show you how a box can be shattered. I want to give you a story that is all too common on this world, on this beautiful earth. Let me introduce you to a woman. A woman doesn't have a name because it represents many women right now, today. I'm going to show you something that happens daily on this planet, daily. It's a box-shattering event. This human that I'm going to discuss, let's make her a scientist. Let's say she's a cellular scientist. She knows how things work. She knows what she knows because she's been taught well. And her box is strong. And she does good work. And she's a good woman. And then in her 50th year, she starts to ignore the pain in her abdomen. And she ignores it for a year. And then she can't. And by then it's too late. And when she goes and discovers what it is, she's given 3 months to live. It's everywhere. The disease is everywhere. And she goes into a funny state. It's denial at first, it's anger second, and then it starts incredible fear. Because this woman doesn't believe in the afterlife. And so something occurs. And what I'm about to tell you is the way it works. And it's working that way right today, even as you sit in the chair. The blackest of black fear comes over her while she lays in the hospital. It's darker than dark. It's hard to describe how fear can grip you. The guy with the sickle is coming in your room, and there's nothing beyond it. There's only darkness, and consciousness is about to go away. And it's awful. And it's awful. And it's awful. And in that moment of that darkness that you can't even believe, suddenly there are chills. And suddenly there seems to even be light and release. Something happens. And she awakens and realizes the fear has disseminated and she doesn't know anything about it. What has gone on? Until they start to measure the disease and it's gone. Welcome to spontaneous remission, a misunderstood transformation of thermodynamics where the disease has been converted to cellular structure and to health and to new blood cells and all the things that you deny or cannot happen. And it happened because the individual was so scared, they were all converted. Over and over, hospital and hospital and hospital and hospital. And they'll call it a miracle, and they won't understand it's the magnificence of the human being. Even an unbeliever will control their own biology. And in this case, it was fear. What about the one who has ultimate compassion and touches the higher self? The same thing. They have to suspend belief completely. And it happens over and over. And it doesn't become proof, dear ones. It becomes a mystery. Because the boxes of those around don't understand that this woman's box has been shattered. Shattered. And instead, she didn't lose belief, except that what she has now is a bubble. The bubble is expandable every day. She realizes she doesn't know what she doesn't know. She looks forward to things that are coming. That belief box is no longer rigid. It's permeable. It's a bubble that can go any way, any size. And I want to tell you something. the children of this planet are being born with bubbles. And no matter what you tell them, grandma, granddad, I will tell you, if you noticed, they are not going to believe you. Because they've got to experience things that are intuitive for themselves. They come in with a consciousness that knows better than to build a box that says, this is all there is. I bring this to you so you'll see the real worldness of it in an everyday life. And I bring it to you as you sit in the chair. Have you got a box or a bubble? Have you made up your mind this is all silly? Or perhaps, just perhaps, you can keep your belief, but put a semi-permeable membrane in your bubble so it can go both ways, to you, to others. And you become then a vehicle that is open to truth. And what happens is the first law of thermodynamics is that which you had before gets converted. The energy of your belief then gets transposed and then transformed to a new kind of energy of allowance. And rather than you believing, you allow. And that allowance creates a human being that is open to being healed themselves, to the idea of epigenetics, where cells are all listening to the consciousness of your body. It goes way beyond this, dear ones. You can keep yourself alive longer. You can start youthing. You can do all of these things because you're magnificent. Have you heard this before from Kryon? I told you, I go all around the world with my partner. I give the same message. Enablement, beauty, compassion, and oneness will create peace on earth. And so it is.